May the peace of the Lord be with brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们继续来讲信仰的失败者第二讲。
And this evening we would like to continue with the topic, the second part of loser in the faith.
就是那些轻看神恩典的人。
These group of people were referring to those who despise the grace of God.
首先问大家一个问题。
And first of all, I would like to ask everyone this question.
大家觉得一碗汤大概值多少钱？
How much do you think that a bowl of soup worth?
或者是你愿意为一碗汤来付出多少钱
？Or perhaps how much will you pay for a bowl of soup?
你在 Tim Horton 或者在一些快餐的地方买一小碗汤，送你一块饼干，大概4到5块。
If you were to buy a bowl of soup at Tim Hortons, it comes with a piece of biscuit.
大概是不到五块钱吧。
It's probably worth $5.
那你在五星级旅馆、餐厅点一碗汤？可能也要几十块。
And maybe you order the same kind of soup in a five-star hotel restaurant, and it probably will cost a little more.
好了，如果你说最贵的，可能是龙虾汤、鱼翅汤，也不会到1000块一碗。
And perhaps you might be looking at a more expensive option, just like a shark fin soup or anything else, like a gourmet soup. It might cost not even $1,000.
那你愿意为一碗汤付出10000块吗
？Will you pay for a bowl of soup at $10,000?
应该不会有人做这种事。
I don't think anyone will do such a thing.
因为一碗汤的价值实在是有限。
Because the value of a bowl of soup is only so much.
再怎么样，好吃的材料，它也只是一碗汤。
And regardless how tasty it is, it is only simply a bowl of soup.
更没有人为了一碗汤而牺牲自己的将来的前途。
Not even to say that for somebody who exchanged their own life for a bowl of soup.
但是圣经里面却有记载，一个人愿意为一碗汤来牺牲了他的属灵的前途。
But the Bible does have this example that this one person who is willing to sacrifice his salvation just for a bowl of soup.
他喝了一碗全世界最贵的汤。
And he has drank the most expensive soup in the world.
这个人就是我们今天要谈的主角，属灵的失败者，就是以扫。
And this is the main character that we'll be talking about tonight, whose name is Isaac, and he is the loser in faith.
我们看创世纪的25章。
Well, please turn to Genesis chapter 25.
23节。
Verse 23.
创世纪25章23节。
Genesis chapter 25, verse 23.
耶和华对他说：“两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。”24节。
Verse 24.
生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子。25节。
Verse 25.
先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫，就是有毛的意思。26节。
Verse 26。
随后有生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。这里就记载了以扫很不容易，在他年老的时候，他太太也怀孕，生了双生子。
Over here it talks about Isaac. It was not an easy thing for him to have children in his age, in his 60s.
那这对双生子产诞下的那一天呢，是非常的特别。
And the day when these twins were born, it was a very special day.
虽然同样在同一个妈妈的肚子里面生出来的
，Even though both of them have been born out of the same womb.
但是这对双胞胎，无论是外形、外貌，或者是个性，都有很大的不一样。
But then this twin brothers, regardless their own countenance or the way they look, they are all totally different.
先生出来的，他的身体要发红。浑身有毛啊，好像穿了皮衣一样。
And the first one came out red, all his body like a hairy cloak.
对，他爸爸就给他起名叫做以扫。
So the father called his name Esau.
以前的人呢，改名字也没有什么注，也没有什么说好不好听的，就直接用他的身体的特征给他们起名。
People in the past they don't have a specific way to name a child. They probably just go by their own characteristics.
我们今天来说，可能就直接叫那个小孩子暗毛啊、长毛啊、红毛啊。
In today's context, we may call such a child as a hairy kid.
哇，这样子呢，你今天来说好像是一个笑啊，也可以取笑的名。其实当时来说就是一个正式的名，叫做暗毛。
Or perhaps in today's context, such a name may be of ridicule, but in those days, those are acceptable.
好了，那这个以扫他的一生呢，就这样的开始了。
So this is how the life of Esau began.
还有他的身体啊。 哇，生出来的时候全身都是红的。
And when he was first born, he came out red.
可能是很健康的意思。
And perhaps it shows that he was very healthy.
再加上又红又有毛，这个孩子的外貌跟真的跟一般孩子不一样。
And not only he was very red, he was also full of hair, and is unlike any other children.
因为他是首先生出来的。
And because he was the firstborn.
所以在他长大的过程当中，很自然的就得到所谓在家族里面的长子的名分。
Because he was born first, therefore in his family, naturally he owns the birthright.
这个就是一种特权啊。
This is a kind of a privilege.
虽然他是比他弟弟可能早了几分钟出来而已。
Even though he is only a few minutes earlier than his younger brother to come up from the womb.
但是他的人生从此就不一样。
But then his life from now on is different.
因为在古代圣经里面，
In the olden days, the Bible said,
第一个生出来的有这种长子的权。
The first that is born into the family will have this privilege.
那个权有什么的特权在里面呢？
And what kind of privilege does the firstborn have?
第一个孩子生出来了，可以有家族的带领权。
And the firstborn will have the privilege to lead.
就是说，如果爸爸哪一天死了，这个长子就要带领整个家族。
Which means to say that if the father were to die someday, he will take the leadership of the entire family.
或是爸爸太老了，没有办法做决定了，那长子就要出来撑着大局。
Or maybe at the point where the father was not able to make any critical decision, and therefore this firstborn will have to do so.
他有代表权，也就是代表这个家族跟人家谈判、跟人家打交道的这个权利。
And also he has the privilege to represent the family. He can negotiate and reconcile with anybody.
更宝贵的就是他有这个权去承继父亲大部分的这个财产。
And the most precious of all is that he has the privilege to inheritance.
按照这个生命记、立位记里面的这个摩西律法的记载。
According to the Moses law that was recorded in the book of Deuteronomy and Leviticus.
在这个长子在他爸爸死后可以承受两倍的家产。
And the firstborn, after the father dies, he will inherit double portion of the inheritance.
所以在古代啊，没有平分这件事情的，长子就是要得最多。
Therefore, in the olden days, there's no such thing as dividing fairly between siblings.
因为长子本身就是个特权。
Because there's already privilege for the firstborn.
所以他本身就应该得到最多。
That's the reason why the firstborn will have the most blessing.
那既然亚伯拉罕是神所拣选的，
and since Abraham was the chosen one of God,
所以能够当成这个家族的一代一代的长子啊，也有信仰的特权、属灵的祝福啊。
And also being the firstborn of these families, they also have a spiritual privilege.
因为这是神要透过这个拣选来祝福他们。
Because through the choosing of God, God wanted to bless them.
所以将我们用一个比较现代的角度来看，
and if we were to look at this from the perspective of today,
一个王，一个国王，他可以有很多的子孙，
and a king can have many children.
但是所谓的 crown prince 或者是有一个皇储啊，就只有一个。
And however, there is only a single crown tree that can come from this kingship.
Crown prince 就是皇储，
crown prince
就是以后准备要当皇帝的那一个啦。
Therefore, it's the one who is designated for the succeeding king.
以后呢，要承受整个父王最多的家产，甚至整个江山的那个人。
And this designated future king will inherit the majority of the possessions.
其他的王子再尊贵，都没有办法跟他比较。
Doesn't matter how noble the rest of the princes are, they cannot compare to this one.
好，现在以扫他一出生就是承继了 亚伯拉罕，然后叫以撒整个家族的长子的这个名分。
So now, when Esau was born, he immediately had this privilege to inherit everything that comes from Abraham and on.
这个在他当时可能看不出有什么的不一样。
In those days, probably he didn't realize that any difference of having this firstborn right.
但是这个在对长远来说，属灵上是很特别的，很多福气的。
But in a longer term, from the spiritual perspective, this is very crucial.
有属灵跟属肉的福气在里面。
And there's also blessings, both physically and also spiritually.
我们看创世纪的27章的28节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 27, verse 28.
创世纪27章28节。
Genesis chapter 27, verse 28.
愿神赐你天上的甘露，地上的肥土，并许多五谷新酒。
May God give you of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine.
29, 愿多民侍奉你，多国跪拜你。
Verse 29, let peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you, be lord over your brothers.
愿你做你兄弟的主，你母亲的儿子向你跪拜。凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅；为你祝福的，愿他也蒙福。
And may your mother's son bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be everyone who blesses you.
这个就是长子名分以后会带来的祝福。
And this is the kind of blessings that come along with this birthright.
本来这个是给以扫的。
At the beginning, this was designated for Esau.
但是他后来却得不到。
But eventually, he wasn't able to receive it.
在这两节里面，属灵的跟属肉的都有啊。
And in these two verses, you could notice that both spiritual, physical, and physical blessings are in here.
好，那这个故事发生，两个双胞胎就长大了。
So, as the story evolves, both children grew up.
那到最后，以扫却自愿的放弃了他长子的名分。
And eventually, Esau was willing, out of his own will, he gave up his birthright.
那我们再来看看为什么他会做出这样的决定。
And why he did such a decision.
这个故事从小我们孩子都在听。
And since young, we have been listening to this story.
但是其实这个不是讲给孩子听的故事而已。
As a matter of fact, this story is not only meant for children to listen.
因为以扫在卖长子的名分的时候，他是个成年人啊。
Because when Esau made his decision to sell his birthright, he was in his adulthood.
他不是这个小孩子不懂了。
He was not like a children who was innocent and ignorant.
他是个成人。
He was already a grown up.
他知道发生，他知道很多的事情。
And he knew a lot of things.
但是他却愿意放弃他长子的名分。
But however, he chose to give up his birthright.
好，我们看看这两个人的个性啊。
Let's look at the characteristics of these two persons.
我们看创世纪二十五章二十七节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25, verse 27.
25章27节，两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野；雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。
When the boys grew up, Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, while Jacob was a quiet man, dwelling in tents.
一个人的命运往往跟他的个性很有关系。
A fate of a person most of the time is dependent on his own character.
因为个性会决定他怎么做选择。
Because his characters will determine how he makes decisions.
怎么选择影响他的习惯。
And how he forms his own habits will dependent on how he makes his decision.
到最后，这影响他的决定。
And eventually, all of such will influence his own decision-making process.
影响他的命运呢。
And also, eventually, influence his own fate.
好了，这两个孩子，尤其是以扫这个大哥，双胞胎的哥哥呢，他善于打猎，常在田野。
And especially the older one of the twins, Esau, who's a very skillful hunter.
啊，那弟弟雅各呢，这为人安静，常在帐篷里。
And in the opposite, Jacob was a quiet man dwelling in the tent.
好，那以今天的话来说呢，以扫啊，他是一个非常外向的人。
And in today's context, Esau was an extrovert.
啊，那他勇于冒险。
And he's very bold in taking a risk.
他是一个 achiever, 他是要有得到成就的，他的人生是要追求有成就的。
And he's a goal getter, and he just want to have achieve his own objective.
我们知道雅各家里啊，我们知道以撒的家里本来就有很多牛羊嘛。
And we know that in the family of Esau, they have a lot of herds.
他在家里生的牛羊都很多了。
And there are many cows, there are many lambs.
为什么他要去打猎
？And why did he wanted to go hunting？
因为在打猎得到的跟在家里养的生的不一样。
Because the game that he catch during his hunting is very different from the animals that he rear.
打猎刺激啊，要追动物，有时候不小心还被动物追啊。
And sometimes when you go hunting, it is not you hunting the animal. Oh, sometimes it's the opposite, that the animal is hunting you.
你要跑啊，要追啊。
And you need to run, you need to go after.
还有你要用弓箭，要用那些武器。
And you need to use your bow and arrow or any kind of weapon.
或者设一些这个陷阱，让动物走进来。
Or perhaps you will set up a trap just to catch animals.
都不知道会不会抓到，所以这种刺激感就让人家兴奋了。
And such kind of uncertainty that will create a certain level of excitement for hunting.
所以这种人的个性就是外向、冒险型的。
Therefore, such kind of person, you could realize that he's an extrovert.
还有呢，他打完猎之后又会把那些煮的特别好吃，那个野味啊，要比这个家里煮的味道要不一样。
And also, by cooking the game that he caught, it tastes very different from his usual cooking at home.
爸爸特别喜欢他吃他的东西。
So his father loved his cooking.
所以他就是得到爸爸的喜欢。
And he has gained favor in his father.
那就是哥哥以扫的这个个性。
And this is the character of his older brother Esau.
那以今天来说啊，这种人啊，是在社会上来说啊，非常容易成功的，也被人家看得起的。
In today's context, such a person is someone who has great achievement in the society, who's greatly looked upon by others.
他的人生就是要追求成就。
And in his whole life, he's just going after for achievement.
追求刺激。
And he's just going after excitement.
然后呢，哇，要享受！我那么辛苦赚钱回来，我肯定要好好享受。
And because he has toiled for all of such a work, therefore he always pursue enjoyment.
你看这种人，尤其是男生，哇，我看女生很多都喜欢嫁给这样的人，或者是有女儿的父母都喜欢这种男人。
Especially such kind of man, a lot of women will fall for him.
但是相反呢，他的弟弟这个雅各完全不一样。
But his brother, younger brother Jacob, is just right, just the opposite.
都不喜欢出门，整天就躲在帐篷里面。
He always stay in the tent, and he never want to go out.
可能跟妈妈一起煮饭啊，看妈妈怎么做家事啊。
And perhaps he did a lot of things together with his mother.
好了，那现在故事讲下去了。
So as the story goes,
这个以扫为什么他会愿意出卖他长子的名分？
And why did Esau willing to relinquish his own birthright?
因为有一天有一个情况发生了。
Because one day there was something happened.
在他最累的时候,
it was at the time when he was the most exhausted.
他面对一个选择。
He has come across this one decision.
面对了一碗汤的诱惑。
And he was facing the temptation of this bowl of soup.
我们看25章的29节。
And let's turn to Genesis chapter 25, verse 29.
我们看创世纪25章29节。
Genesis chapter 25, verse 29.
有一天，雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来，累昏了。
It says over here, once when Jacob was cooking stew, Esau came in from the field and he was exhausted.
哇，那30节。
Verse 30.
以扫对雅各说：“我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。”
And Esau said to Jacob, "Let me eat some of the red stew, for I'm exhausted."
好，这个就是故事的转折点。
So this is the inflection point of this entire story.
反正两个兄弟也没什么特别交流，因为喜欢的东西不一样。
And the both brothers, they have different kind of interest, therefore there's nothing common about.
一个喜欢打猎，一个喜欢在家里熬汤。
And one is always enjoying hunting, the other one is always cooking at home.
这锅汤啊，我们这熬汤很无聊啊，坐在火里面旁边等，还有要一边加那个火柴，很无聊的，整天在那边。
And it's quite boring to wait for the soup to be cooked.
但是这锅汤对以扫来说特别有吸引力。
However, this stew to Esau was very attractive.
他不是不喜欢厨房吗？但是他喜欢喝汤啊。
And he did not want to go to the kitchen, but yet he loved to have this red stew.
因为在这个时候他累了。
That was the time when he was exhausted.
他渴了。
And he was thirsty.
他想马上得到肉体的需要。
And he just want to immediately gratify his physical needs.
所以他就叫他弟弟给他一碗汤。
Therefore, he asked his younger brother to give him the red stew.
结果有时候不太讲话的人呢，心里面想什么也很难预计啊。Sometimes
for people who's quiet, you just never know what they're thinking.
你以为他没思想吗？他一开口就吓死你。You
may think that they do not have any disposition, but when they open up their mouth, it might be scaring to you.
你以为他傻傻的吗? 什么都不懂吗?
You might think that they're kind of foolish, but they knowing nothing.
这个雅各大概整天在想说，我就差那几分钟没有办法当老大。
And then Jacob was thinking that, well, just for a few minutes, you just don't want to be the elder son. Because when he was born, when Jacob was born, he held on to his brother's heel. And as if that he wanted to be the firstborn so much. It's really depending on where about that you are at the womb when you were born.
就差那几分钟。
And he just missed to be the first one by a few minutes.
不是差几年哦, 差几分钟而已哦。
It is not a difference of years, but it's only a difference of minutes.
英国不是有两个王子吗?
And in the United Kingdom, there are two princes.
啊, 威廉跟哈利, 对不对?
哼。And it is William and Harry.
一个以后可以当王帝了。
And only one of them can be the future king.
一个注定以后当不到王帝。
And there's another who is not going to be king for sure.
但是他们差了几年?
But they only are a few years apart.
但是这个以扫跟雅各就差几分钟而已啊。
But then in the case of Esau and Jacob, they are only a few minutes apart.
所以这个雅各一直很想要得到这个长子名分，但是就得不到。
Therefore, Jacob always wanted to be the firstborn, but he did not. He wasn't able to be one.
你不以为他傻傻的，他很会很有思想。
You don't want to think that he's stupid because there is something going on in his mind.
他是天生得不到的，他很想可以争取。
Even though he was born without such a right, but he will think of a way of gaining it.
但是那个天生已经有的人，他都觉得没有什么。
But for people who are born with such a blessing, he just took it for granted.
所以雅各就跟他说了。
Therefore, Jacob told him,
这个第29节,
at verse 29,
29节, 刚刚我们读过的, 30节,
let's read verse 30.
31节,
verse 31.
雅各说, 你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。
At verse 31, he said, but Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day.
我们常常都觉得说雅各很爱骗的，其实雅各没有骗的，就是公平的交易。
Often we thought that Jacob is a chronic liar, but in this instance, he actually is telling the truth.
他不是骗他哥哥，是直接叫你卖给我。
He did not deceive his brother. He's just immediately soliciting his brother for selling it.
这个以扫怎么说呢?
And what Esau said?
32节,
over at verse 32.
以扫说：“我今日将要死啊，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？”
And Esau said, "Look." I am about to die, so what is the birthright to me? This is something that we need to think about. And why did Esau sell his birthright? It is all right to pursue after success. Nothing wrong with hunting. And there's nothing bad about enjoying a game.
但是他一生最失败的地方, 属灵上最失败的点在哪里?
But what is the most the worst point of his spirituality?
就是他刚刚所讲的32节这句话。
It was the very verse that is recorded in verse 32 that he said.
我快要死了，我饿死了，这个长子名分有什么用？能吃吗？
Esau said, "Look, I am about to die." So what is this birthright to me?
这个就是他的缺点，他的失败点啊。This
is his shortfall, and this is where he fell.
我们看马太福音16章26节。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, verse 26.
马太福音16章26节。Gospel
of Matthew chapter 16, verse 26.
人若赚的全世界，赔上了自己的生命，这有什么益处呢？ 人还能拿什么换生命？
For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul?
这个主耶稣所讲的话就是一个人价值观的问题。
And over here, Jesus is talking about the philosophy of life.
我有时候都很会算。
Sometimes I think myself, I'm very calculative.
去哪里买菜可以省那几毛钱，对不对？ 为了买一波葱，跑了3个超市。
And if I were to go to a certain supermarket, I could have saved a certain amount of money, and I can visit three several supermarkets just for onions.
还有呢，买了之后退，因为它要减价了，你也不心不甘，退了要买，买了要退。
And maybe I can buy something and then I'll return later for a price adjustment.
有时候我们对世界的东西都很会算。
Sometimes we tend to be very calculative towards the things in the world.
怎么投资赚多一点？
How can we invest to gain more?
但是对于真正的赚跟赔，我们没有算好。
But in reality, oftentimes we neglected the true meaning of gain and loss.
因为有时候我们只看到现在的东西。
Because oftentimes we only see what is ahead of us.
我照上主耶稣所说的，我们有时候就是看到全世界。
And sometimes we just saw this whole world.
我们的全世界可能有不同的东西。
And perhaps there are many different things in this whole world.
对于以扫来说，他的全世界就是现在我渴，我饿，我就是要吃，我就是要这一碗汤。
But to Esau, at this very point, it is only about quenching his thirst and also fill up his stomach.
我不能等。
I just can't wait.
我要的，我就要马上得到。
And if I want it, I want it now.
就算要我拿出我的长子名分来，我也没所谓。
Even at a point, if I were to exchange it for my birthright, which is okay.
有时候你跟弟兄姐妹勉励。
Sometimes you try to encourage other brothers and sisters.
哎呀，多些来聚会呀。
Please come to service more often.
亲近神啊。
Please draw yourself closer to God.
对方会告诉你。
And perhaps they will tell you.
你知道我多忙吗？
You know how busy I am?
工作的时间都不够了，怎么来聚会？
I don't even have time for my work. How can I ever make it to the church?
我睡觉的时间都不够了，你叫我来侍奉神？
I don't even have time for sleep. How can you ask me to worship God?
我现在不是谈这个的时候。
This is not the right time for me to talk about this.
他觉得说，我当下的需要就是生活。
He thought that what I need right now at this moment is my livelihood.
我来教会聚会，你会给我钱吗？
If I come to a church for service, will you pay me?
哎，好多人都有些人这样子argue，这样的这种争论。
And there are people who have such kind of argument.
啊，有一些人呢，他也冲昏头脑。
And there are also people who are just dizzy-headed.
他面对试探引诱。
And when they face temptation,
他希望马上得到肉体的快乐。
And they immediately want gratification.
啊，以后有没有天国，能不能去天国，那个谁管？
And who cares about in the future if I were to make it to heaven?
因为以扫太累了，他才做出这样的决定。
It is all because Esau was too exhausted, therefore he made such a casual decision.
我们再来看刚刚那一节。
And let's return to the verse that we have just read.
25章, 创世纪 25章。
Genesis chapter 25.
30节。
Verse 30.
以扫对雅各说，我累昏了。
And Esau said to Jacob, I am weary.
如果以扫不是那么累、那么渴、那么饿，他不会做这种的傻的这种交易。
If Esau was not so thirsty, hungry, and also exhausted, he wouldn't have made such a decision.
好，所以今天我们也要想一想。
Therefore, today we need to think about this.
当你的生活，你肉体的生活很忙的时候，
If you're so busy in your physical life,
当你的心灵很累的时候，
When you feel so exhausted in your everyday life,
有时候你也会做出一些很傻，以后会很后悔的决定。
And there are very often you find yourself making decisions that will regret later.
你会觉得说，我可能就是想说，我当时解决问题就好了，没有想那么多。
You may be thinking to yourself that at that point in time, all I was thinking was to solve the problem. That's it.
如果以扫当时是，哎，他也吃过饭再回家了，啊，那一碗汤对他来说也没有那么吸引。
If Esau was to be fed before he reached home, perhaps that bowl of stew is not attractive to him at all.
或者是他马上先回家睡觉，他也不会做这种事啊。
Or maybe he immediately went to bed after getting home, then he will not do such a thing.
所以生活如果我们把自己搞得太忙，搞得太累。
Therefore, in our everyday life, if we are too exhausted, if we are too occupied,
你睡觉的时间都不够，吃饭的时间都没有。
If you don't even have time for your meal, you don't have enough time for sleep.
你怎么会追求属灵的长进呢？
How can you ever have the opportunity to pursue spiritual growth?
所以不要把自己搞得太忙。
Therefore, do not involve yourself in too much work.
不要把自己搞得太累。
And do not exhaust yourself.
有时候我们自己没有多少事，但是呢，孩子的事情一大堆。
Sometimes we ourselves may not have a lot of things, but yet we're filled up with all the chores with children.
有时候我们自己不当姨嫂，但是要孩子当姨嫂啊！哇，要这个什么都会。
Sometimes we don't want to be Esau per se, but we want our children to be Esau. They are involved in all kinds of learning.
跟人家追求,
they're competing with all other children.
孩子也累坏了,
and even children were so exhausted.
来到教会, 哇, 但是孩子都打瞌睡了,
they come to the church and took nap.
为什么?
Why was that?
因为都学了几样东西才来教会。
Because they have been going different kind of lessons before coming to the church.
长期睡眠又不够。
And they have missed their sleep for the longest time.
有一些成年人, 弟兄姐妹, 来到教会也是打瞌睡。
Even for adults, when they come to the church, they sleep.
因为太累了。
Because they're too exhausted.
也许工作太忙。
And maybe they're too busy in their work.
回到家睡眠也不足。
And even if they go home, they didn't have enough sleep.
但是一出到世界了就很有精神了。
But when they are going to the world, we find that they are so energetic.
所以以扫都是在这种累昏的情况之下做出这种杀的决定。
So this is how Esau has made his decision in time of being exhausted.
所以我们今天要思考。
So today we need to think about this.
我们看雅各书的第四章第三节。
Please turn to Book of James, chapter 4, verse 3.
雅各书第四章的第三节。
James chapter 4. Verse 3.
你们求也得不着, 因为你们祈妄求, 要浪费在你们的宴乐中, 第四节,
Verse 4.
你们这些淫乱的人啊, 岂不至于世俗为友, 这是与神为敌吗? 所以凡想要与世俗为友的, 这是与神为敌了。
You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. Verse 4. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
其实以扫所代表的是现在文化的一种特征。
As a matter of fact, Esau symbolizes the very characteristic of this world that we live in.
以扫不是需要, 而是想要。
There's no need of Esau, but rather he just desires for it.
叫你那么多东西吃, 就一定要吃那一碗吗?
And there are so many things that he can eat at home. Why was he going after for this bowl of stew?
弟弟不给你, 你可以叫妈妈煮, 也可以自己煮, 等一两个钟头就可以吃了。
If your younger brother is not going to offer it to you, perhaps you can cook yourself or you can grab other things to eat.
在以扫心中, 不能等, 我要的我现在就要有。
And in the mind of Esau, he was just thinking that he just couldn't wait.
这个就是满足肉体需要为主的文化。
And this is the kind of culture that emphasizes physical gratification.
现在那么多交友的这种, apps.
And there are so many apps in our, on our phone.
年轻人要找不用找女朋友了, 要找人上床, 哦, 手机翻一翻, 你, 谁想要跟着上床, 你也想, 我也想, 哦, 马上就上床了, 不用等了。
For the younger generation, you don't need to court anyone. If you have sexual desire, all you have to do is just match yourself up in this app. And you can go to bed with anyone that you wish.
以前的人还要去酒吧买一瓶那个啤酒跟人家聊半天， People 搞了整个晚上才可以发生关系，现在都不用，这个按一按就有了。
People in the past, they have to go through a long drill by going to the bar and then buying drinks for others, and then they chat all night before they are able to go to bed.
现在的直接按一按就。
But now all you have to do is just use this app.
现在都是不能等啊，现在的人是不能为美好的事情而等待。
And our observation of the world today is many things that people just couldn't wait.
不想等到进入婚姻。
And people just don't want to wait till their marriage.
也不想被婚姻捆绑。
They don't want to be bound by marriage.
这个就是一种文化。
This has become a culture.
其实以扫就代表。 在圣经里面代表肉体都得淫乱，代表贪爱世界的这种世俗的行为。
Therefore, Esau symbolizes all this adulterous behavior of the world today.
所以，他只能怪谁？他只能怪自己啊。
So who can he blame? He can only blame himself.
我们看他到后来他就喝了这碗汤了。
So at the very end, he enjoyed this bowl of stew.
我们看创世纪二十五章三十三节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 25, verse 33.
创世纪25章33节。Genesis
verse 25, verse 33.
雅各说：“你今日给我对我起誓吧。”以扫就对他起的誓，把长子的名分卖了给雅各。So
Jacob said, "Swear to me now." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob.
34节。Verse
34.
于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了起来便走了，这就是以扫轻看了他儿长子的名分。
Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank and rose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
哇，这个以扫很潇洒，以世界的角度很潇洒。
So if you look at how Esau has given up his own birthright, it was so casual.
好像啊，这碗汤五块钱，我拿一张一百块出来，要不要找钱？唔使找了，不用找了。
As if that you are paying something for $5 and then you handed over $100 bill and not asking for any change.
这个雅各思想很细，他说你起誓吧，不要讲过就算，你要起誓。
So Jacob was very meticulous on this whole drill. He actually demanded Esau to swear to him.
今天来说了，就是去律师行那边签个字了，你不要说嘴巴讲就算。
In today's context, means that you go to the notary public or the lawyers to sign a paper.
以前没有律师啊，说但是你起誓，你起誓。
In the past, there's no attorneys. You only have to swear.
叫你起誓就是叫你再想一想的意思了。
So if he were to ask you to swear, it means that you need to think about this twice.
你起的誓你就不能改哦，你真的要卖给我吗
？And once you swear, there's no way of you changing. But are you sure you really want to sell it to me?
这个以扫想都不用想。
And Esau never thought about it.
为什么
？Why was that?
在以扫的心中，长子名分根本不值一毛钱。
Because in the mind of Esau, this birthright does not even worth anything.
所谓的这个长子名分，连一碗汤的价值都比不上。
This birthright is not even worth this bowl of lentil stew.
在他的心目中，他想说，这个长子名分能吃吗？
In his heart, perhaps he was asking himself that birthright, is that something is edible?
你要卖，卖给你啊。
And if you want it, I'll sell it to you.
搞不好他还觉得说还有赚呢。
And perhaps he thought to himself that he still gained something out of it.
这个买了，这个卖掉长子名分了，吃完了，哎，起来就这样就走了。
So after he ate and drank and he sold his birthright and he walked away.
结果圣经给他一个注解，一个定论。
And the Bible has come up with this denote.
圣经没有责备雅各啊，为什么要这样子对你哥哥啊
？And God, in the Bible, has never reprimanded Jacob why he treated his brother this way.
圣经是责备以扫。
The Bible reprimanded Esau first.
那么宝贵的东西，你那么 cheap， 那么便宜，你就卖掉了
？And such a precious thing that you could have sold it, so cheaply.
今天有很多以扫在我们中间。
And today we will realize that there are a lot of Esau among us.
记住，以扫本来就是被拣选的。
And remember, this Esau has been chosen at the beginning.
以扫是长子。
And Esau was the firstborn.
本来一切福分都是他的。
At the beginning, all blessings is given to him.
也没有人强迫他要拿出来。
And there's no one who forced him to give up or relinquish his birthright.
可能说他弟弟对他不好，他要他卖。
And maybe he will blame his brother that why is he so bad that he wanted me to sell it.
但是你自己不轻看，你怎么会卖
？And if you didn't look down upon such a birthright, why would you have sold it in the first place?
其实这个以扫就代表我们很多的信徒啊，很多的主内的神的儿女。
And if you look at this carefully, you realize that there are a lot of Esau's among us in the church.
不是人家把你骗走啊。
It is not others who have deceived you.
也没有人拿枪拿出来说叫你放弃信仰啊。
And there's no one who hold a gun against your head to ask you to depart from a church.
是很多为了一些很不没有什么价值的东西，我们就自己放弃了。
And there more than often you find that brothers and sisters has given up church for trivial things.
他觉得哎，去天国以后谁知道有没有天国
？And perhaps there are people saying that I don't even know in the future if there's heaven at all.
我今天的快乐比较重要。
All I care is the joy that I have today.
我现在犯罪，最终之乐更重要。
And all I want is the enjoyment in sin today, which is most important.
他觉得以后的事很遥远。
And if you're talking about the future, it's so distant away.
红豆汤看得见，饼看得见，长子以后的祝福看不见。
And he can see the bowl of stew. He can see this birthright, but the future blessings that he couldn't see.
所以他们表现得很潇洒。
Therefore, he was very casual.
哎，教会啊，浪费时间了。
Coming to the church is purely wasting time.
守道理啊，太没自由了。
Keeping the faith, I'm just restraining myself in every way.
好，当时他很潇洒，但是以后他就不潇洒。
And at that point in time, he was very casual, but in the future, he realized that it was all now.
以后呢, 他都哭了, 哭得很惨啊。
In the future, he wept.
我们来看希伯来书12章16节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16.
希伯来书12章的16节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16.
恐怕有淫乱的,他念世俗如以少的, 他因一点食物就把自己长子的名分卖了。
Verse 16, that no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal.
17节,
Verse 17,
后来想要承受父所住的福竟被弃绝, 虽然嚎哭切求, 却得不着门路, 使他父因的心意回转, 这是你们知道的。
For you know that afterward, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears.
你看哦, 当时很潇洒, 放弃长子名分的人, 以后呢, 哭都哭不回来。
And you look at this story that at the beginning he sold his birthright so casually, but at this point he was in tears.
有人我听过一篇道理，他说形容以扫的人生，他好像红色的人生。
And I have listened to this one sermon talking about Esau, to describe his life as a life of redness.
他生出来是红的。
And he was born red.
又爱喝红汤。
And he also loved this red stew.
到最后呢, 哭到脸都红了, 都没有办法改变他父亲的决定, 因为你自己卖掉长子的名分, 得不到福气了。
And at the end, he has wept so much that he blushed, and he couldn't receive any blessing from his father.
所以啊, 当初很潇洒, 到最后, 后悔都来不及。
Therefore, he was so casual at the beginning, but at the end, it was too late for him to repent.
所以我们人生有时候做的一些决定啊，有时候并不能够挽回。
There are a lot of decisions that we make in life that cannot be altered in the later part of our life.
我们知道电脑里面呢，你打字也好，什么也好，你打错还可以有一个字叫 undo 啊，把它挽回，把它回到之前那一步，好像没事发生。
When we are doing a word processing on our computer, we can always undo the mistakes that we make.
但是信仰上有时候做不了这样子。
But in our faith, more than often, you can't do that.
你起的誓,
and if you swore,
你卖掉你的长子名分,
and if you sold your birthright,
你那碗汤喝得下去了,
and if you drank the bowl of soup,
没有一个按钮可以挽回了。
There's no undo button that you can reverse everything.
后来以扫哭啊, 在他爸爸面前哭。
So at the end, he wept in front of his father.
但是有用吗?
Was there any use of that?
圣经说没有用。
The Bible says that it's totally useless.
哭，嚎哭切求，却得不着门了，门都没有，门都没有。
And he wept so much, but there's no way for him.
今天我们真的要想想以扫。
And today we have to truly think about Esau's example.
多少弟兄姐妹本来在神的恩典当中。
There are so many brothers who initially were confounded in this blessings of God.
接受了洗礼，成为神的儿女。
And they have received the baptism and also
领受了圣灵。
And Holy Spirit of God.
在神的恩典当中。
And then they live within the blessings of God.
结果外面随便人家给他一碗什么汤，
but then
然后他就放弃了。
But then someone out of nowhere from outside gave him this bowl of soup, and then he left.
所以有时候我们要想想。 这碗汤对你来说代表什么?
Sometimes we think about this bowl of stew. What does that represent to you?
可能是对你来说很重要。
And maybe something that is very important to you.
但是在属灵里面它没有价值。
But in a spiritual context, this bowl of stew is worthless.
就是不值得你为了这个跟它交换。
It's not worth it for you to exchange for such a bowl of stew.
值得吗? 为了一点点的暂时的快乐放弃你的信仰。
Is it worthwhile that you were to give up your soul just for a temporary enjoyment?
放弃天国的盼望,
and you relinquish your hope of heaven.
所谓的追求你自己的梦想而把信仰丢一边,
and so-called of pursuing after your achievements, you are only putting your faith aside.
那到底我们再来分析一下以扫为什么会这样子做?
And then let's talk about Esau's example again, how he failed.
在第17页，我的 slide 里面有几个原因。And
there are several reasons on my slide number 17. There are several reasons.
以扫其实看不太清楚这个长子名分的价值。
And Esau did not see the value of faith.
当然，长子名分对于我们今天来说就是代表信仰。
Now of course, this birthright signifies faith today.
因为这个东西很抽象。
Because this thing is very abstract in some way.
一碗汤虽然它价值很小，但是它很具体。
Even though that little bowl of stew, it is small, but yet you could see it.
所以因为看不见，所以它看不到它的价值。
And just because something that you cannot see with your eyes, you think that it's worthless.
但是你想，为什么雅各看得到它的价值？
But then you think about why Jacob was able to see the value in it.
在世人眼中，雅各是很没用的。
In the eyesight of the worldly people, Jacob was someone who was just useless.
整天很宅在家里那种，宅在家里。
He always stay at home.
就喜欢在帐篷里面，不晓得煮什么。
And he just always stay in the tent, didn't know what he was cooking in there.
人家就有想法，人家觉得说以后谁拿到这个长子名分，以后就整个家就是。
But then he had a plan, and he was planning to gain this birthright and also blessings.
你外面打猎打几只啊？我爸爸家里有多少牛羊啊？怎么比啊？
And it doesn't matter how many animals that you have caught during hunting. It just in no comparison with the herd at home.
还有这个当带领者的价值，当信仰的价值。
And also the value of the faith.
所以今天弟兄姐妹，如果我们不常常读圣经，不常听道理，你也不会发觉信仰有什么价值。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if you don't often read the Bible, if you don't often pursue after spiritual growth, then you won't realize how valuable faith is.
你会觉得世界很有价值，教会很无聊。
You will think that the world is so valuable, yet the church is so boring.
你的价值观在哪里
？And where is your value?
再来这个以扫啊，他其实还蛮骄傲的。
And also, talking about Esau, he's a proud person.
他会很多东西，他会打猎。
And he knew a lot of things. He know how to hunt.
他说：“我根本不用靠什么名分不名分，我自己就是可以闯一片天地。”
And he was thinking to himself that he did not, he did not need to depend on his birthright to gain anything.
因为他对自己很肯定。
Because he recognized himself very much.
所以他就不会想要追求用无形的，还有长子名分啊、家族啊、还有信仰啊这些东西。
Therefore, he didn't care about his family. He didn't care about birthright or anything that he couldn't see with his own eyes.
他整天想的就是我今天打猎打到什么。
All he think about every day is, what am I going to catch in this hunt?
打猎回来，哇，我很威风啊。
And after his hunting, every day he was very, he enjoyed the glory.
这个就是自我的肯定。
Therefore, this is a kind of self-recognition.
越能干、成就越高的人，自我肯定越高的人，对信仰。
And the people who have higher achievement in the society, they recognize themselves higher.
我们要更小心。
Therefore, we need to be all the more cautious.
不是你会打猎不好。
It is nothing wrong with hunting.
但是你可能会迷失在打猎当中。
But sometimes you're lost in hunting.
再来呢？以扫他只在乎解决当前的需要。
And also, Esau only cared about fulfilling his need at hand.
他没有想到以后的需要。
He did not think about anything in the future.
这个就是他另外一个盲点。
And this is a blind spot that he had.
人的需要其实会随着年纪而改变。
And the necessity of a person will change over time in our lifespan.
年轻的时候，你可能觉得不需要这种东西。
When you're young, you probably thought that I don't need it.
但是当你老了
，But as you grow older,
你会觉得这个东西很宝贵。
You realize that this is very precious.
像亲情，你年轻的时候怎么会觉得哇，你跟兄弟姐妹的关系很宝贵
？Just like into family relationship, when you were younger, would you care about family relationship?
可能还常吵架。
And perhaps you will always engage in fight with your siblings.
当你长大了，看的事情不一样。
As you grow older, there are many perspectives that we have changed.
信仰也是一样
，and same way that applies to our faith.
可能在你年轻的时候，对信仰没有很追求，觉得没有什么宝贵。
In our younger days, we may think that faith is worthless. We will pursue something else.
年纪越大，你觉得神最宝贵啊。
As you grow older, you realize that God is the most precious.
但是以扫，他只在乎当时的需要。
So Esau only cared about the needs right before him.
还有呢，其实以扫对神的信心也不足。
And also Esau's faith towards God was very little.
其实他看不清那个名分，代表也是看不清神的。
And he wasn't able to see clearly about God.
所以他最后他就放弃了。
That's why at the end he relinquished.
他就成为圣经里面其中一个最可怜的失败者。
And he became one of the most pathetic loser in the Bible.
今天谁是那位长子？
And today, who is this firstborn?
我们看希伯来书12章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
22节。
Verse 22.
希伯来书12章22节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
你们乃是来到十一安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。
But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels.
23节, 有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会, 有审判众人的神, 有被成全之义人的灵魂。
Verse 23, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect.
这里讲说, 西安山是什么? 神的城是什么? 天上耶路撒冷是什么?
So what is the city of Jerusalem in heaven, and also what is the Mount Sinai Zion
signify?
It is true Jesus Church.
那里面呢? 里面的人是谁?
And who is within it?
里面每一个都是长子啊。
Inside this church, everyone is the firstborn.
长子就是被拣选的意思。
And firstborn is the chosen one.
在神所拣选的真教会里面，每一个人都是属灵的长子。
So in the chosen true church of God, everyone within this church is the firstborn.
在神眼中，你就是那个被拣选的。
In the eyes of God, you are the chosen one.
你要承受最大福气的。
And you will take up the most blessings of all.
今生的福气不用算，永生的天家，你是里面那个长子啊。
Not only about the blessings that in this this life that you live, also blessings in the future in heaven.
这个道理我们都知道了。
And this doctrine that we know all know.
你会不会因为太累就把这个名分轻轻的卖掉呢？
Will you simply sell your birthright just because you are exhausted at some point?
爱玩、爱刺激、爱成就。
And you love achievements, you love excitements, and you love enjoyment.
只想到今天，不想到永远。
And you only think about today, you don't think about eternity.
你想成为属灵的失败者，还是成为属灵的成功者？
Would you like to be the spiritual loser, or you rather be the spiritual winner?
那你就要看清楚了，你的那一碗红汤可能是什么？
Then you need to analyze what is that bowl of stew in you?
这一碗红汤对每个人来说不太一样。
And to everyone, this red stew is very different.
那我们要小心。
And then we have to be cautious.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
470首.
Please sing him number 470.